Prophet ﷺ said that two hungry wolves set loose upon a flock of sheep do not cause as much damage and carnage to that sheep like how a man who is greedy for wealth, man who is desirous for wealth and he is desirous for position, the amount of damage this person causes to deen is not as much or is much more than what those wolves cause to that flock of sheep. Imagine two hungry wolves just let loose wild upon this flock of sheep. What damage they'll cause and harm they'll cause. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying where man is desirous for wealth and he's got this greed in him for position, the amount of damage that this person is causing to his deen is much more. Why? Because these two things, hubbe mal and hubbe jah, that a person desiring wealth and he's desiring position, these two things blind a person, blind him. Sometimes he doesn't even realize that what I am doing is wrong. And sometimes he even bluffs himself that the road I am taking, this road is haq, this way is the right way, this is the proper way. And he starts justifying because of this love of wealth and love of position. So therefore these two things are extremely dangerous. We've been warned many, many times in hadith. In fact, ulama explained that which is worse of the two. Hubbe mal, the love for wealth, or the love of position, which one is worse? So the ulama explained that the love for position is even worse than the love for wealth. Why? Because the love for position is such that in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it comes first, that we did it before, that Allah Pak forgives a person's, all a person's sins, so long as he does not commit shirk, Allah Pak will forgive him and enter him into Jannah. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Abu Zar radiallahu anhu this, and then Hazrat Abu Zar radiallahu anhu was a bit concerned that such a great ni'mah, that a person doesn't commit shirk, and he, in other words, he doesn't commit any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Pak will enter him into Jannah. So he asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, wa in zana wa in saraqa, even if this person steals and even if he commits zina. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, even if he steals and even if he commits zina. So in other words, ulama say this, wa in saraqa is the love for worldly things, love for wealth. So even if he steals and he has this love for wealth, then also Allah Pak will enter him into Jannah. But when it comes for position, when it comes for pride and things of position, these things mean so much. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, لا يدخل الجنة من كان في قلبه مثقال حبة من كبر. Or كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, a person won't enter Jannah who has an atom's worth of pride in his heart. So ulama explaining from this hadith that there a person is stealing, he's got the love for wealth, but he's still entering Jannah. Yet pride in his heart, this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like it at all. He won't even enter this person into Jannah. Obviously, there's two things to understand from this hadith. One is the qanun of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which comes in hadith. And one is the fazl of Allah, Allah's graciousness, His mercy, that will be full force on the day of Qiyamah. So there everyone has hope that Allah Pak will enter us into Jannah, inshallah. Today's hadith, and Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu qal, nam Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala hasirin, faqama wa qad athara fi jambihi. Qulna ya Rasulullah, law ittakhadna laka wita'an. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says that once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sleeping on a straw mat, on a mat, for our understanding like a chatai. He was sleeping on something like a chatai. فَقَامَ, when he stood up, فَقَدْ أَثَّرَ عَلَى جَنْبِهِ, the marks of that straw mat was on his sides, was imprinted. Because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was sleeping directly on it. So the marks of the mat actually imprinted on the side of the body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So we said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, لَوِ اتَّخَذْنَا لَكَ وِطَانَ, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, we could get a mattress for you. In other words, we can get something soft for you to sleep on. These hadiths are all coming under the chapter of a person having this inclination towards the dunya and having this inclination towards wealth, etc. Look at the response of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One is the marks were actually coming on his body. The king of all kings, this is his response. فَقَالَ مَا لِي وَلِي الدُّنْيَا. Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam said, what ta'alluq do I have with the dunya? What relationship do I have with this world? مَا أَنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا كَرَاكِبٍ إِسْتَظَلَّ تَحْتَ شَجَرَةٍ ثُمَّ رَاحَ وَتَرَكَهَا, رواه الترمذي. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then explained, مَا أَنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا, I'm only in this world like a rider. Like a rider, a person riding an animal, person going on a conveyance. I'm only in this world like a rider. إِسْتَظَلَّ تَحْتَ شَجَرَةٍ, that rider who takes a rest, who takes shade under a tree. At that time they didn't have ultra stops and they didn't have shells, and in garages they didn't have all these sort of things. So what, how they would take rest when they were traveling is they've seen a tree, they would take, stop there by the tree, and then they would rest under the shade of the tree. So he said, my example is like a person who's riding, and he just stops to take rest by the shade of the tree. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, ثُمَّ رَاحَ وَتَرَكَهَا. Thereafter this person, he moves on and he leaves that shade and he goes. In other words, his heart is not there in the shade. His heart is not there in that spot where he's going. He's just temporarily using the means that is there. He's temporarily taking benefit from those things that are there, the shade, etc. And thereafter he's moving. So my example is like that person's example. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us the tawfiq of understanding that this life in this world is very short. Ulama, they take a few messages from this hadith. One is that life is so short, therefore Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam likened it like just resting under the shade. The other thing is, ulama explained from this hadith, is that a foot, person walking on foot wasn't given as an example, because the person who walks on foot, his rest is a little bit longer, because he got no animal to ride on, so he takes a longer rest, he needs more rest. So therefore generally those people that are walking in a long distance, they would need more rest than a rider. So Nabi alayhi salam deliberately used the word rider to show us that even shorter it will be the rest, even shorter is our stay in this world, so we can't get too attached to the dunya. So this was the life of the highest, how much more we should be striving so that we don't get too attached to the dunya. Allah Pak give us all tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillah.